afternoon, and welcome to Lambda Weekly. I'm Dave Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laurent Landis. And the late Patty Fink, we do have to distinguish, you do not have Ebola.
No, I do not.
Okay, that's good.
And, I did not even watch the video of the patient, Nina Pham, before she left.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, that's an exposure, so didn't watch the video.
Well, excuse me. You know, Patty, you and I should be in isolation because you and I sat at the same table as the mayor.
Oh, we did.
Right.
At the LGBT
on Wednesday,
task force meeting.
So we were sitting across, I was next to the mayor, and the mayor was at the Ivy Apartments, and everybody there is fine, and they're out of quarantine as of some of them today, some tomorrow. But that doesn't matter because he was there. So we should be in quarantine. So
I guess I should be in quarantine also.
No,
I am married to a school teacher who teaches at the ISD.
And you're talking to us.
Yeah.
You're across the table from us.
I'm feeling something.
Well, we're just trying to gender a more panic because that's what the media is here for, is to panic everybody.
Media is short for mania.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable what they've been doing. Total idiocy. Our guest today is Sonia. Sonia is a singer. She's been with us before, and welcome.
I'm feeling like I'm a little bit of The Cure because the name of my band is, as you know, and my last name is Disappear Fear.
That's right.
So I've come to the right place, I see.
Many of you know her better. Many of you know her better as 54 Down.
Yes, 54 Down.
She was a clue in a crossword puzzle in the Dallas Voice. I was downloading the Dallas Voice crossword puzzle, and it was Rutstein of Disappear Fear, and I said, Sonia, what's she doing in a crossword puzzle?
Never know.
That's right. The marriage equality, any news this week?
Just a little bit.
Pick a day and a minute.
Tell me about it. You know, I was telling David before the show, I think by this time next year, we will probably have nationwide marriage equality.
But we are going to work hard to see to it that Texas is number 50.
But see, you know, here's the thing. It'll probably come in a ruling that that affects Mississippi and Texas at the same time.
But
so who you got to flip a coin about?
Tie for 49.
Exactly.
No, what happens is same thing happened with that ruling with the 10th Circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Utah and Oklahoma went immediately. Oklahoma without no fuss, no muss. Sky hasn't fallen. Do you know why?
There was a fuss, but they said they know there's nothing they could do about it.
All the coverage in Oklahoma was good. You know why? Because the suit was brought by two reporters from Tulsa World. What are they going to say? Oh, and in our marriage, the sky's falling.
Because the governor, she was not quiet about it.
Mary Fallon was not. She made a fuss.
Thank you. Very much so.
But
they know that there's nothing they can do about it.
But the rest of that circuit, Kansas still doesn't have.
Right.
Or is Kansas the other district? No, Kansas is that one.
Yep.
Kansas is that one.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas still doesn't have. So even though it's Mississippi, Texas, and Louisiana, and we know we'll be 48, 49, and 50, Texas can always hold out. If Mississippi starts on Tuesday, Texas will not start till
That's
Wednesday.
That's true. That would be it.
There is no distinction in being number 49. We're going to work hard to see to it that this state remains number 50. I call it job security.
And you know something else I didn't know? You know, we talked about last week when the Supreme Court took on interracial marriages in the Loving v. Virginia. There was, I think, 17 or 15 states at the time that still it was illegal to get married.
It was right at the point we are now.
Right. And Texas was one of those states.
Well, of course.
I didn't know that.
You and Danny should still not be married.
That's right.
Now, I want to get to some of Sonia's music.
Okay.
Sonia, do you have a good Ebola song or a good anti-marriage song, you know, a good straight song for us?
All I got for the Ebola is the... It's the Jaws theme. I mean, I don't know what else to do, and I can't take the credit on that.
When we start talking Ebola later, you can play that underneath.
Okay. We'll keep that going.
So how have you been?
I've been really, really good. We had a fun show yesterday at the Green, the Guthrie Green in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and
Were there some married people there?
Yes. And the really cool thing too was that for a while it was like truly every state I had played in then passed the marriage equality. And it was like, it was amazing.
So you're a good omen. You're a great omen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was like...
Okay, well, she's here in Texas. I hope she's rubbing
some
of that off.
I may be speeding up your process. I can't help it. It just seems to happen
and
around
me. We'll be out of a job.
In a positive... No, not at all. You just play more of that Donna Reed stuff. Because it really will be like that, right? Oh, my song Lechol Levavcha is you know, the essence of Disappear Fear has always been that love is love, and it's just nice that it really is coming around in a beautiful way, and that we can actually joke about it is really great, mm-hmm. because that's the healing thing of getting through this, and yeah, I mean we all are in our processes, you know, so it's cool.
So what are you gonna play for us?
This is Lechol Levavcha with All My Heart. I think ultimately we have to save ourselves, not to be selfish or greedy, and not for a rainy day. In fact, just the opposite. In this moment of Dallas, Texas, I find the healing to this feeling is by giving it all away, all my heart, with all my soul, all myself, all my heart. Your shoulders all across the ocean, so I can ride above the monsters I don't know or trust or see. Would you please tell me again? It gets easier when he who makes peace above below. Lechol Levavcha, Nafshecha, Lechol Me'odacha, Lechol Levavcha, Nafshecha, Lechol Me'odacha. Would you please do the right thing like you said? Can have our wedding loud and perfectly good with all my heart, with all my soul and all myself, with all my heart. Ooh, with all my soul and all myself. Oh, say shalom. Shalom aleinu miyakov.
Okay, now, did you recognize she was singing in Swedish?
She got the Swedish part?
I got the Swedish part.
And actually, the Ivrit.
Yeah, actually, she was singing in Hebrew. And you've performed in Israel a number of times.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I'm going back again in May.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, uh-huh. Be cool.
You're going to be there for Gay Pride in Israel?
I'm going to be there for some festivals and some other concerts. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there for the entire time. I think I have to come back for another festival. Actually, I would love to.
Have you ever been to Gay Pride in Israel?
I have.
It's the wildest gay pride in the world.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It really is.
Because everybody understands the oppression thing. So mm-hmm. Everybody wears black and everybody comes, and it's great. It's amazing. And it's something to wear black in the desert. You know,
I mean,
it is a statement, like, ah!
Wow.
It's good. It's like everybody wearing Jewish stars in you know, in Finland at the end of World War II.
Right.
Yeah.
Two of you, Terry, your wife, is here too.
Yes.
Two of you got married You live in Maryland, mm-hmm. but you got married in California.
We got married in California. We had planned on getting married for quite some time, and some friends were saying that they thought Proposition 8 was going to flip and that we ought to do it because at the time that was the place to do it. So we did, and we called our parents in the morning. We said, we're going to do this today, and they were like, well, we could wait if you could just put, it was a Friday morning. And so they're like, anyway, we didn't want to wait. So, and we were leaving, and this was October 24th, 2008.
So you did it right at the,
right before,
I mean, that's close.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Yeah. And then of course we came back to Maryland and had a huge wedding party and ceremony. And
wedding party there and wedding ceremony there, yeah. But now it's legal in Maryland.
Yes, it is.
Laurent's experience in Maryland was for surrogacy purposes.
Yes, our daughter was born in Maryland. And
yes.
Just for that reason. Because even though at the time you couldn't get married, they did recognize our marriage.
We have an amazing state's attorney, Doug Gansler, mm-hmm. who tried to get in to be our next governor, but it didn't work. But I think our next governor will still be a great guy. But Doug Gansler is amazing. And he was really the first, as far as I understand, to say, you know what, if you're going to be prejudiced against out-of-state marriages, that means all out-of-state marriages cannot be recognized. And it's been the flip of that said, oh, that means we have to recognize this gay marriage.
Right.
And that's really, that's the bottom line.
And
he was the guy that made that happen.
And good for him for saying that. We had an issue going on here. We're trying to equalize all benefits. Mm. So the Police and Fire Pension Board was debating this.
Yes.
This is for the city of Dallas.
City of Dallas. And they're debating whether or not, and should we change the definition, blah, blah, blah. Because the difference right now is... quiet computer. I'm opening some news articles.
Cool.
The pension board needs to change. The difference is, if you're married to an opposite-sex partner, if you die line of duty at the age of 22 or just, you know, after you're retired, and your spouse receives your pension for the rest of his life or her life. If you're not married, you can leave your money to a beneficiary, and it runs out in 10 years. So right now, gay spouses, you might maybe married but not recognized. They're trying to change that.
Okay.
So anyway... there's a big meeting. About a dozen really pissed off lesbian cops showed up to speak. And one of them pointed at one of the people who was voting no on this and said, and they didn't vote no, they voted no, we're going to study this for 6 months.
Let's put it off for six months.
One of the council people who was on, Scott Griggs, who's been on our show several times, Scott said, I think 2 months is plenty to study. There's just not that much to study. You get it, they don't, and that's my motion. And that did carry, so they punted it 2 months instead of six. But one of the lesbian cops pointed at one of the people there, and she said, okay, we'll put this off. Now, are you going to put yours off for those 2 months? And she's right.
It benefits to his spouse.
And among the pension board members, I was laughing. I was counting how many gasps I heard. I mean, what do you mean am I going to put mine off?
Right.
One of them stood up, and she was in tears. She said, I've been on the police force 27 years. I'm proud to do this. If I go home, if I get up tomorrow and go to work and I'm shot and killed, my wife of 25 years doesn't get it. Another one stood up and said, 25 years? I've been with my wife for 29 years.
Nah.
You know? You know? And it was that level of anger. And I'm so glad he said that, because that needs to be the message.
Yes.
Okay, we won't accept out-of-state marriages. Okay, we're going to stay this legal decision. That means we're staying the marriage law.
Yes.
Oh, Laurent, you and Terry want to get married here? No, you can't, because we stay the marriage law. And once it's decided, then you can get married. So you can just wait.
Right.
That's what needs to be said to everybody.
Yes, exactly.
That's equality.
Yeah.
A stupid version of it, but right. It's a quality.
Well, you know, you're from Maryland, and I'm just really curious how it feels to be married in Maryland when the voting public affirmed marriage equality. It wasn't a court ruling. It wasn't. I mean,
this
was the people voted
absolutely.
To support you.
One of the very few states to do so.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
It was really
does it feel
cool.
Good? Does it feel good?
It absolutely. It really, really does. It's a great feeling. It's so supportive, and it's made such a difference. I mean, just like going to the supermarket, you know, you see two guys holding hands going down the aisle.
That's awesome.
It's like this. It's so there. It's very apparent, and it's not. It's just like it should be. You know, I mean, I don't think it alienates people. I think, you know, when people hold hands, it's just love is love, and
right. Like
that's the fact, Jack.
That's awesome.
I love the excuse. How do you explain that? I don't want to have to explain that to my child. I'll bet there's never been a child that's asked about it.
Yeah, exactly.
They get it.
Yeah.
It's the parents that don't get it.
Yeah, that's the naturalness of it, of course.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, so just so that everybody's clear, we need to take a break in just a minute. I just want to, here's where we stand in marriage equality right now. These are the marriage equality states: Alaska, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Maine, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, North Carolina, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New Mexico, Nevada, New York, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Utah, Virginia, Vermont, Washington, West Virginia, Wisconsin. I'm just reading the abbreviations. And as of yesterday, Arizona. Plus, Missouri recognizes out-of-state marriages, and courts have ruled against Texas, Michigan, Kentucky, Florida, and Arkansas, and there have been limited cases that the state has to recognize out-of-state, but they're on stay also in Louisiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. Okay, that leaves us...
Did you mention Wyoming?
I might have skipped it, but Wyoming.
Wyoming
yes.
also.
I did not mention Wyoming because that one flipped in between. So Wyoming is not a marriage equality state yet. It should be by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves Kansas, Montana, and South Carolina that could also change next week. And the only states where there haven't been rulings are Alaska, Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, Nebraska, and North Dakota.
Alaska has.
Alaska. Alabama.
Yeah.
Alabama. Alabama, Georgia, Missouri, Mississippi, Nebraska, and North Dakota and South Dakota.
Yeah,
that's where we stand right now.
I saw
now.
The funniest thing somebody
Briefly.
Posted on posted on Facebook. It says, Sarah Palin can now see our marriages from her house.
Oh, that's awesome.
We need to take a break. Our guest today is Sonia, and she's going to sing for us coming back from the break. And I'm Dave Taffet here with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis, and we'll panic about Ebola later in the show.
I'm Christina from the Owens,
and I listen to Lambda Weekly
on 89.3 KNON FM. See you later.
And I'm Dave Taffet, and I'm here in the studio with the late Patty Fink, who's not suffering from Ebola, and Laron Landis, who is in quarantine also because he is married to Danny, who goes to a school where there were some kids who were at the Ivy, and we talked to the mayor, so all of us are going to die. I'm just trying to generate the kind of panic that Channel 4 is good at.
Thank you, Sonia.
Our guest is Sonia.
Editorial guitaring.
Our guest is Sonia. Sonia's a singer, so Sonia, would you like to sing for us?
I would. Actually, this is an old song. I've kind of just brought it back, but it seems to apply to a lot of things, and you can kind of write your own verse for it. I welcome that from listeners. Write your own verse to the song. It's called Is This Evolution? Piled at a large intersection. Two men go at it on the hood of a Ford, and beating each other like dinosaurs under the same sun. Is this evolution? What's your solution? Sitting with him in the back of a Ford, he forces my
Your choices are infinite, your deeds are what measures you. The landscape of justice infecting the needy that fall. And under a hammer, I wave a death banner, and brick by brick, I break the law.
That is Sonia with her Ebola song.
Yes. Missing the Ebola verse, but you know. Sort of.
You were writing something. Was that something you wanted to ask?
No, I just wanted to share a thought. You know, this is the most amazing opening season of the Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, than I think has ever happened in history. There have been articles about it in the New York Times and other places about this is really sort of a whack-a-mole game that they've been playing since they began the session, without issuing any real opinions or
right.
hearing oral arguments. They've affected probably more lives with simple rulings that are even unsigned.
Right.
Look at what they've done now. They've effected marriage equality in what, 7 states? We have. Well, as a result,
it was we were at 19 and we're up to 32.
Right, that's those 7 states, and then or 5 states actually, and then all of
and
those
all those surrounding ones
in the circuit courts, and then they've rebuffed the Texas abortion law.
Yes,
they've
upheld
the Texas voter ID law.
You know how I'm going to vote tomorrow?
How?
I'm bringing 4 passports that I found. My driver's license, credit cards, including expired ones, and a urine sample.
Concealed handgun license?
No concealed handgun license. Oh, and my NRA permit.
Oh, okay.
Membership.
There you go.
Which I do actually have. My father had Alzheimer's. He joined the NRA 1 year. I still have that membership with me. I will bring it.
Well, cool.
Cool.
I mean, I think that counts.
That'll
get you in real easy.
That's enough.
You know? And then they.
But I will not bring a Texas-issued university ID because
right.
that is not legal.
It's not legal. You can do
because
it with
those kinds of people might vote as Democrats.
Oh God!
It's concealed handgun permit and license in Texas, but not a university, a state.
Or a hunting license.
University in Texas.
Right. Hunting license.
But just to back up, to clarify, Patty's right, the Supreme Court did uphold the current Texas voter ID yep. law, but that's just for now.
For now, yeah. That's going to go back.
The
too.
Current lawsuit
well,
is still
it's
in progress.
Good enough to help ensure
that, it is.
That a couple of idiots get elected.
Right.
Not that we're endorsing anybody. I'm just
right.
calling several of the
just calling it how we see it.
Well, one of them's a soon-to-be felon, but... it will help those candidates without endorsing anybody
right.
because we don't endorse on this right. station at all.
So it's the 19th of October. It's typically October 1st when the session for the Supreme Court begins every year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here we've gotten like sweeping, really sweeping rulings, and I do that with air quotes,
right.
That are even unsigned orders. And they just keep rebuffing laws and not hearing cases or making their rulings as a stopgap, like with the Texas voter ID law. And even on that, the unsigned ruling of the, quote, majority, we don't know who they were because they didn't sign it, but there was a dissent, dissenting opinion from, you know, RBG, as you say, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, mm-hmm. on behalf of three Supreme Court justices dissenting with an actual, you know, rationale because the lower court had ruled that it's a poll tax. It's right. unconstitutional.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
we know the three.
Yeah.
The Jews.
The Jews. Is Sonia Sotomayor Jewish?
No.
Okay.
No. She's not.
But she's Sonia. So
I think she's Catholic.
But she's Sonia. She is a Sonia.
Which means dream in
Portuguese. It is 6-3 on the court, though.
Right.
Catholic, 3 Jewish.
Yeah. So I think it's really interesting.
It is very interesting. Also, we should mention that the federal government, Eric Holder, did announce this week that the federal government will recognize 7 more states.
Yep.
He is behind.
Well, of course. Yeah, so
he can even
and the
when
total
the attorney
number,
general can't keep up with it.
Right. Well, he's saying that up to 26 is the number that they're going to recognize now.
Well, they're 19, and then they've added 5.
Right.
And then plus the District of
Plus
Columbia.
The District of Columbia.
I don't think you mentioned the District
I
of Columbia.
I did not mention District of Columbia. I'm sorry.
Right.
In your litany.
My
of,
neighbor.
So they're probably going to wait on those other 6 until, I don't know, the dust is completely settled with those?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Idaho is still appealing. North Carolina just announced this weekend that they're going to appeal, even though they've started marriages. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever.
Right. Idaho is appealing.
Idaho is appealing the case. It's not an appealing
P-E-E-L.
State.
Oh, and by the way,
it's a wide stance, marriage equality out there.
I'm looking at something now that says Wyoming. The governor says they are not appealing.
Oh, okay. Well, then marriage will start tomorrow.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, there are certain states that may be conservative, but they're not necessarily crazy. They're more libertarian, and they'll abide by a court ruling.
Wyoming, though, their state motto is the equality state.
Mm-hmm.
That's their...
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know
they
that.
Were the first state to allow women to vote.
Yep.
Wow.
So now they've really lived up to their slogan.
Do you know why they
slogan.
Allowed women to vote, though?
They needed more votes, more representation.
No, if they didn't allow women to vote, they wouldn't have had enough voters in order to qualify to become a state.
Interesting.
They still just have one representative.
So you're good for something.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
We'll address that later. Behind the woodshed.
So...
Anyway, so Sonia, we're just jumping back and forth between music and, you know, it's just one of those random shows. Okay, so one of my good segues. So speaking of Eric Holder, what have you written recently? What's inspired you recently?
Well, love is always the big theme all the time, but... one of the songs from the new CD is called The Banker, and it's a completely different topic, but it sort of relates to Ebola.
CD, CDC.
There you go.
Oh, good one, Laron.
So it's really just about accountability, and I think that's something that needs to be corrected with the whole financial crisis that happened that didn't. You know, small businesses are still paying, 20% and 30% for credit and loans and things, as opposed to the 5% and 8% that they were paying back
in the good old days under Bush. Right.
Yeah, exactly. So that's really the question of it. And I think when everything comes down with what's happening with the first case of Ebola, and who's there's some accountability at stake. So I'll play this song. It's called The Banker. Just change it where you need to. Not a bank, oh, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble. Just some bad seed human beings. Not a bank, oh, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble. Just some bad seed human beings. This is the story of a middleman's life. Loved baseball, bowling, and kissing his wife. And they had 2 children, Rick and Jane. And they shared their love, kissed away the pain. And every day the bills come in. Middleman pays the best. Now only bones are left of him. 'Cause he gave the banker all of his skin. Gave the banker all of his skin. How did the banker reward him? raised his rate to 3 times 10. Little man had not a greedy hand. He was an honest Joe like a Campbell soup man. And when they found a house, the bank said buy it, unaware of the banker's insatiable diet. And every day the bills come in, and money became his true religion. There's not one law protecting him, 'cause he gave the banker all of his skin. 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 Now the filthy bank of Taj Mahal, bank of the royal untouchables, rain an endless rain of selfish goals, and stole the American middleman's soul. All of his skin, gave the banker all of his skin. How did the banker reward him? Raised his rate to 3 times 10. Little man believed in free will. He knows the credit card is not a magic pill. But he lost his job and mama got thin. They took his house, turned to a life of sin. He held up a heat at the local store. When I win my millions, I'll pay you back more. But that day, God forgot to keep score, and little man died in a puddle on the floor. And every day, skin, gave the banker all of his skin. How did the banker reward him? Raised his rate to 3 times 10. Not a bank, ooh, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble. Just some bad seed human beings. Not a bank, ooh, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble, just some bad human beings. Not a bank, it's a banker. Not a paper, not a symbol. Not a building, not a bubble, just some bad human beings.
This is William. I download Lambda Weekly podcast from LambdaWeekly.com.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so LambdaWeekly.com isn't working, but you can go to KNON and find us there, or we're on iTunes. I'm Dave Taffet here in the studio with the late Patty Fink and Laron Landis, and our guest today is Sonia. She is a wonderful singer. She's been sprinkling songs in through the hour, and Patty, you just noticed something.
Well, right. I mean, and Sonia, your song was about the banker, and we almost got there with the banker, but throughout your song, you're talking about the untouchable, because they're kind of like, they can do whatever they want, it seems. And Ebola is in the word untouchable.
Wow.
Another tie.
Another connection.
Mm-hmm. It's not a mistake.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Of course not. Yeah, we were talking before the show, Laron, about responsibility, and certainly Presbyterian Hospital needs to take some responsibility for bad handling of the crisis, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, but I'd like to talk more about the hysteria and the panic, which has been ginned up by the media, which is absolutely ridiculous. Okay, first of all, there was...
So you think?
Oh, I'm talking about having gone to press conferences, having the mayor, the county judge, and the director of Dallas County Health and Human Services standing there. They say one thing. I'm hearing them being misquoted on the news later that day. I was there. I heard what the quote was. Or they're saying one thing, and then the question that's being asked is exactly the opposite. That's not what I said. And the clip that they're using is them trying to explain that's not what I said, rather than using the quote, explaining it properly.
Right.
In the first place. I mean, and that's what I'm talking about, that kind of media hysteria and misuse of the airwaves. I mean, and it's to the point of misuse.
And I agree with that, but I just as long as we're not painting the entire media with that.
No, the Morning News has done a good job of covering.
Yeah, because
Jacqueline Floyd had a wonderful
because I've seen some other coverage of it, and I thought it was pretty good, actually.
I guess I've missed that because I haven't seen it.
But because that, and I really can't comment on that. I wasn't there, and I don't even watch Channel 4, so I can't
comment on it. It's more than Channel 4. It's Channel 4, 8, 11, all of them.
Because the coverage I've been watching mainly is CNN, and I know you didn't like Anderson Cooper's coverage.
I thought it was horrible.
I thought it was good. I don't think they're creating panic. I think some individuals are just going to panic on the slightest bit of info anyway. What I do think is they were just stating what has gone on. I thought they did actually a pretty good job of pointing out the mistakes that Presby did do, and you had to drag it out of them. And if they didn't report this, then we'd be criticizing them for underreporting.
I'm not asking them to underreport. I'm asking them to accurately report.
Accurately report. I think anybody can agree on that. But I don't see anything that they. Again, what I saw that they were inaccurate.
Sonia, what are you seeing out of town? Because you just got into town today.
Yeah.
You were in Oklahoma. You've been traveling.
Yeah. But it's the first or second story. I mean, everything that's happening in Dallas, everything that happened with Duncan and the nurses, and of course now the second nurse has been flown to a Baltimore or Maryland hospital through NIH. But I think the thing is, and I think the thing that we need to be mindful of is that this isn't about economy. I mean, we shouldn't let economy destroy our economy. Mm-hmm. You were talking about the $1 protection improper hazmat material that the nurses are wearing versus the $10 suit that they really need. There's not a question about that. They're going to have to figure out the math later. They need to put the people's lives first, regardless of that. Sure. And then I think that's going to just level the playing field a lot and stop all these pointing fingers things. We just need to be clear about it. With our feet on the ground. You know, I mean, it's... looking at it
let me give you a couple of examples,
please,
of how the media has just blown things out of proportion. Okay, the second nurse, what's her name, Amber Vinson?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
She called the CDC first. You didn't hear about that until days later, but she called the CDC, said, I have a low-grade fever. Is it okay for me to fly? They said yes, so she did. The pilot on the plane afterwards said... she wasn't sick on the plane. She might have had a fever. Now, you can only give Ebola to somebody else when
you're
showing symptoms,
right.
And then by somebody touching your bodily fluids. And one thing that she didn't do is walk up and down the aisles peeing on the other passengers.
A fact.
She did not do that. Okay, so they're fine. So they took the plane out of service. It might still be out of service. Who knows? They're disinfecting the plane, disinfecting everybody. The pilots, everybody is in, even though the pilots are behind a locked door. But Ebola probably had the key, so it could go in. Everybody's on 21-day quarantine, mm-hmm. even though...
just to be safe.
They're fine, but they couldn't have gotten it from her because there were no bodily fluids that were... they were exposed to, and the plane that was out of service, well, Ebola only lives outside the body for 24 hours at most anyway, whatever. Okay, so the cruise ship, that person did the lab test that found that Thomas Duncan had Ebola. Again, that's not how Ebola is passed.
Right.
It's simply not how Ebola is passed. Okay, so whole cruise ship wandering around the Caribbean, should be back in Texas sometime today. And Carnival, for that fiasco, is giving each passenger a $200 credit. Yeah, they haven't seen my attorney.
Would be, instead of thanks Obama, that would be thanks Ebola.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so then you have yesterday at a DART station. And let me give the Dallas Morning News' account.
Oh, I got the alerts as they happened.
Yeah, okay. So on Saturday in Dallas, a brief panic erupted after a woman spit in the DART White Rock light rail station. Okay, and that's the station that's the closest to the Ivy. How they connected her with the Ivy, I don't know, but rumors quickly spread as a TV station tweeted that a person on an Ebola watch list had vomited, prompting DART, and okay, now she spit, she did not vomit. There's a big difference between one little spit on the tracks. You're not supposed to be on the tracks.
Right.
So you'd have to jump down onto the tracks and touch it and then put it in your eye in order to, or in your mouth, in order to contract it from her, if she had it, which, by the way, she doesn't.
She's not on a watch list either.
She's not on a watch list, no. There's no reason for her to be. She had been to the Ivy. That place is fine. Everybody in the Ivy's off the watch list today. You know, they're fine. So eventually county officials sorted out the situation after closing the DART station for 3 hours. The woman had visited the Ivy apartments, and that's where Thomas Duncan had lived. Eventually county officials said she's not considered a risk for the disease, but she was taken to a hospital to be evaluated just in case. Okay, I'm not getting that part of it. We've got it, and this is Zach, our county health director. I love Zach. He is completely unflappable. This is him being angry. We've got to tone it down to where we're reporting the facts, not rumors. There's enough panic already. Now, I probably said it a little bit more excited than Zach would have said it, because he's a lot more toned down than that. But he said, you know, basically, stop panicking.
All right.
How the connection was even made that she had been to the Ivy, other than that rail station is within a mile of the apartment complex, I don't know. But that's what I'm talking about. It got from she spit on the tracks to she threw up all over, and that came from a TV station. That's what I'm talking about, misreporting.
Oh, I don't deny that. I'm just saying all reporting has been that way.
Most of it has.
Now, what I've been watching.
But it's Aaron and I were talking about this last night, that this whole corridor of where all of these patients have lived and such is very close to where we live.
It
and
is.
White Rock Station is the very one we use.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Right. And so we got the DART updates yesterday that White Rock Station is closed to bus and rail service while Dallas Fire Rescue responds to a sick passenger. Okay. So only 3 trains. And then, you know, Aaron said, oh, well, they're going to blame it on Ebola. They're going to, you know, they're going to blame it on Ebola.
Sure enough.
So then, you know, an hour later comes another one from DART, DART update. The person being treated by Dallas Fire Rescue at White Rock Station is not on an Ebola watch list. She's being treated by DFR as a person who is ill. You know, this is their, you know, so... You can predict.
But
you can even predict.
It was not reported on any TV station last night that she was anything other than somebody who threw up on the DART tracks or DART platform and had exposed everybody in the station. That's what they were reporting. That's misreporting. That's creating panic.
That is misreporting.
For the sake of creating panic. That was idiotic. It was irresponsible. And each of those reporters makes a whole lot more money than you and I do.
Combined.
Which really irritates.
I have no disagreement with that.
And you know what? They make more than what you and you and you and I make together doing the show.
Uh-huh. Well, that's for sure.
Which is why we were named Best Talk Show in Dallas by the Dallas Observer. I need to throw that in.
Exactly. But I also think, in conjunction with what you were saying about, you know, this is a financial issue or economy issue, I think we as citizens, and I know you and the three of us would do this, and probably have, I know I have, you know, listen to what they are actually saying. And everybody has the internet now. Go and do a little investigating. It's not hard to find if you're, you know, like not for sure about what Ebola is, how it really is contracted. You know, Ebola's been around. It predates HIV. So they know a little bit more about it than they do HIV. You know, they kind of know what they're talking about. Just go look.
And what's really crazy if you really want to put this in perspective, it's something like tens of thousands of Americans die from the flu every year than have contracted or died from Ebola. You know, I mean, let's get real here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are we panicking about the flu?
No.
And the flu is like all the little, you know, little kids in elementary school touching everything and then touching you, you know, and then, you know.
Exactly. And I have a little one who goes to school, and, you know, trust me, kids are like little Petri dishes. They will transmit a lot. So, yeah, I'm not freaking out about that. I'm not freaking out about the Ebola. Just listen and calm down.
Yeah. It's just nuts.
And follow some common sense procedures, you know.
Yes.
Well, that brings us to our next song.
Does it have Ebola in it?
No.
Nope. Okay.
This is the Farmland in the Sky. It's a calming down song. It's my healing. Yeah, actually, it's about riding the train.
Oh,
it's got to be it's a an Ebola song. Infected it's about riding
train. An Ebola infected train.
It works. On a train from Amsterdam to Leiden, I can see the farmland and the sky. I will be the tulips in your garden till I am the garden going by. My little sister Jane, so young yet so wise, came before me on our wedding day, and the gift she gave was better than McDonald's French fries. All she said was stay awake, it all goes by so fast. Live your life, 'cause today won't last. Jane's gonna have a baby. I'm the aunt, that's a luxury. I'll get to teach guitar and give them candy, and probably leave the diaper changes to Nancy. It's the chases I've been changing, like the numbers that consume me. I can't promise to quit racing. Hopping lane to train to plane, making suitcase movies, stay awake, it all goes by so. Song to Micah, Zach, and Dylan. You, to stay above the gossip and the ruin. Water your soul, and you'll keep blooming. Stay awake, it all goes by.
Today won't last is because we're all infected with Ebola.
Right.
I said, the reason that today won't last is because we're all infected with Ebola. Yeah.
And actually, because today won't last has Ebola in it. There
right.
you go. Once again, once it's all, you know,
freak, all connected.
Freak out.
Yeah, you can hear it any way you want to frame it, can't you?
You can. Yes. You know, yes. And I guess part of what I mean is you can't blame it all on the media. Like, I have a friend, and one of his clients, this was even before Mr. Duncan passed away. So, what, a week or two into the hysteria, has one of his clients was supposed to go to a party in Fort Worth, and these ladies disinvited her because of the Ebola, and said, you're in debt, you're from Dallas, please don't come. You cannot blame that on the media.
On.
You cannot. I'm sorry. That's just a level of ignorance. You just can't.
I've gotten emails and Facebook and like stuff about that because I was coming to Dallas.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
just a level of ignorance that just can't even be
but
taught.
But they're saying it to me like not like they say it like out of love. They're just like just be really careful. Just
right.
like you know
exactly.
like spray yourself. You know because they're getting that information from the national media to be scared.
Well,
and these are intelligent, loving people.
Right. The day that Thomas Duncan was admitted to the hospital, Good Morning America started with the line, the city of Dallas is in a state of panic.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And I woke up, I said, we are?
We are, yeah.
Well, am I supposed to be panicking about something that I don't know about yet?
Right.
Well, this just reminds me so much of the Dallas Morning News following the state Democratic convention at here in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
When the Stonewall Caucus, the Texas Stonewall Caucus, came onto the convention floor with signs, you know, about marriage equality and supporting us. And our party has been, you know, I'm an open, self-avowed Democrat. We're walking on the floor with those signs in celebration, really. And the Dallas Morning News took a photo and reported that the gays stormed the convention
right.
floor. You know,
right.
So here we go.
Yep.
Yep.
You know. It's all how you spin it. Rather than storming the floor, what had happened was the other caucuses that didn't have as many people were meeting elsewhere, but the Gay and Lesbian Caucus, being so big,
uh-huh.
had the main convention floor.
So, uh-huh. Makes sense.
And that's right. where they were assigned. It wasn't that. Yeah,
so and they
exactly.
were on time.
Yeah. So, whatever. So. I don't want to go out talking about Ebola because that is such a negative. We had such a great week this week.
We really did.
With marriage equality.
Yes.
I mean, you know, you're already married, so how does it feel traveling around and seeing, oh, now I'm in another marriage equality. Oh, I'm in another marriage equality state. I'm in another one.
Well, you know, I don't really have any borders with that. I have to say that, you know, whatever country I'm in or whatever plane I'm in, you know, we sleep on each other. We're pretty kissy.
Mm-hmm.
truthfully, Terry's a whole lot more kissy. You know, I have to disappear my own fear. But we, you know, it's just so nice to see it around me, mm-hmm. walking around New York, seeing people holding hands, you know, and I think, disappear fear. I mean, the essence of that whole idea is that when you disappear fear between people, what you have is love. And that's the place to come from, which will help cure Ebola. And I completely ran around your question, I know. But I can't think of it that way. I can't think of there any borders of the hate borders and the love borders or the smart borders and the dumb borders. We just are who we are, and we just have to keep loving out loud.
Well, we really care about our borders here in Dallas or in Texas. I keep seeing posts from people. You know, these are like comments under some of these stories. We need to close our southern border because they're afraid that people from Africa are going to sneak across the Mexican border. you know, it's like the level of stupidity going on with this is just amazing.
Exactly.
I don't think Texans realize that outside of Texas, when they're talking about a border fence now, they're talking about keeping Texans out of the rest of the country.
Because,
I mean, it really does seem to be that stupid.
The fence cannot be high enough.
Stick with us a minute. Let me just do this.
You're listening to KNON 89.3 FM in Dallas and Fort Worth, the voice of the people.
Okay, that makes us legal for the hour. The next show's not here yet, so we're just going to continue a few minutes. They called. They're on their way. You're listening to Lambda Weekly on 89.3 KNON FM, and the other show will be here in a few minutes.
I just wanted to point out in this quick moment, early voting begins tomorrow, Monday, and continues for 12 days.
Remember to bring a urine sample with you.
Yeah, bring a urine with you. You can sample it there, probably. You can carry it inside in your bladder. But if you don't know where to vote, you can go to dallascountyvotes.org. That's dallascountyvotes.org. And find out where you can early vote. If you can't early vote, see, it's now it's a verb. Did you early vote? I early vote. You early vote. We early vote. You can early vote, or you can vote on Election Day, which is November 4th. That's a Tuesday. And you can also find out if your registration is current, mm-hmm. how your name is spelled on your registration. Mm-hmm. You can look up your voter registration there, and it will even tell you who your representatives are. Mm-hmm. So it's got all of that mapped out for you so that you can tell which city council district you live in, which you won't need this time, but you'll need, like, a House district for Texas legislature, a Senate district, and all of those, so you can figure out who you're going to vote for.
And you're right, Patty. It's very easy. You don't have to, like, download or register anything. You just really type in your name and
birthday
or something, and it tells you. Yeah,
there are about a dozen early voting places throughout Dallas County. The Dallas County Records Building, there is free parking on the street all around it if you're just going in to early vote. The Grauweiler Recreation Center is the place closest to Oaklawn. Revershun is not an early voting place. In Oak Cliff, the sub-courthouse in Oak Cliff is the big early voting place there. Do you know where to vote in Garland?
I know where I vote.
Which is?
Which is off of...
Do you early vote?
I am going to this year.
So you're...
I'm probably going to go to a place that Patty recommended, which is a church.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So there are a number of places.
Yeah.
Yep, and then also be sure to get on your calendar for November 8th. That's a Saturday. The Trans and Genderqueer Connect-A-Care Affair. It's sponsored by Trans Pride Initiative and Parkland Health and Hospital System and UT Southwestern Center for Breast Care. And there'll be all kinds of health screening. You can talk to lots of different folks, and we'll talk more about it on next week's show. But that's get it on your calendars now. It's 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on November 8th. That's a Saturday.
Great information. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, and actually, you don't have to be transgender or genderqueer to go to this.
Right.
I know some people who got breast screenings and found a lump, actually, one person. So.
And they'll do basic things like blood pressure and all kinds of things.
All that stuff. Sonia, you want to take us out with something that will fade out of?
I think this is the perfect shade of blue. Not endorsement. I can't put my finger on it. Nothing's changed since yesterday. But the blues just came up on me like a hurricane in May. And I hope that by tomorrow I can put a smile back on. Fade me anywhere. Find a reason to be happy. Let the blues be really gone. Gonna be blue. If I'm gonna be blue, gonna be blue. Gonna be the perfect shade. If I'm gonna be blue, since I'm gonna be blue. If I'm gonna be blue, it's gotta be custom made. Like a brand new box of crayons, colors fill the world I know.